Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Okay, we've talked generally about how to organize your room, and last week we really went in depth about how many clothes you needed, what clothes you needed, how to organize them, and how to get them clean. Now, the first 2 weeks, how to organize your bedroom and how to take care of clothing issues, are typically what any bedroom in any world would have, right? A bed, the room, and clothing. But now, the next couple podcasts are really going to be unique to you, because your bedroom is really like a mini apartment. So I'm speaking to 7 to 17-year-old girls here. Your bedroom is like your mini apartment. Everything that you have in the world is inside of your bedroom. Now, moms, you have the whole entire house, which is sometimes why it's harder for us to get more organized. So girls have more decisions to make when they're in their bedrooms and they're, you know, trying to get all of their life into that one small space. So this week, I'm going to talk to you about all of the things that are related to work, school, books, electronics, all of those office type things. So your mom might have a home office, or they might have a lot of bookshelves and books or a library area. There might be an electronic charging station or a computer station where you can go use the family computer. And these are all different spaces in your mom's house, right? But in your bedroom, these are all going to be in one area. So in your bedroom, you have a bed, you have a closet, sometimes you have a dresser, sometimes you have a desk, but you definitely need to have some space carved out for your school and work-related activities. Now, there are two pieces of furniture I'm going to recommend that you have in your bedroom if you don't already. One of those is just a regular bookshelf. If you have a regular bookshelf, that will work for what I'm going to tell you about. You might want two bookshelves. The other thing is, if you don't already have a bookshelf, what you might want to ask for or save your money for are those cube bookshelf systems. So if there's an IKEA in your area, you and your friends probably already have these. They're like bookshelves, only they're cubes. They're like cubbies. Like you have cubbies at school, you can get these bookshelves that are different squared cubbies, and sometimes they have 8 squares and sometimes they have 16 squares. Sometimes they're white, black, brown, all different colors. And more recently at Target, they've started making these bigger cubbies as well. So the reason I like IKEA is because their cubbies are 14 inches by 14 inches, which means that a backpack would fit on a cubby. A big notebook would, you know, one of those binders would fit on a cubby, or a big scrapbook would fit on a cubby. Whereas before, like a few years ago, if you were shopping at Target or Walmart, you could only find the cubby systems that had 9-inch by 9-inch cubes. Those are too small. If you already have them, great. We could definitely use them. But if you're going to buy something new, don't buy the small cubbies. Pay a little bit extra and get the bigger cubbies, because the bigger cubbies are going to help you as you get bigger, and you'll be able to take it into your apartment. Like, you'll never not need that size cubby. So I think the new one I just saw at Target, I think it's made by Closet Made, and I think it's in a 12 or 14 inch cubby. I'm not really sure. I live right near an IKEA, so I always go to IKEA. But once I was shopping for someone and I saw it at a store, I was like, wow, they're making the bigger cubbies now at Target and Walmart. That's awesome. That's going to help a lot of people, because there aren't that many IKEAs across the country. Okay, so if we think about mom and dad's house, they have lots of rooms, lots of closets, sometimes a basement, storage area, sometimes a garage, like all these different places to put things, right? And in your bedroom, you have a bed, a closet, a dresser, and maybe a desk. Woohoo! Like, there aren't a lot of divisions there, right? But if you can put a bookshelf or two or one of these cubby systems in your bedroom, then all of a sudden, if you get the cubby system that has 10 cubbies, it's like you have 10 mini rooms in your house. Like, each little cubby can have a different job for you. And that's why I love the cubbies, because in your little mini apartment, you have a lot of things that are going to go on in the next couple podcasts, and we're going to need places for those. So I'm going to pretend that you either have a regular bookshelf or you have at least an 8 cubby system, all right, that you have these cubbies going forward. So we're going to think about your home office. This is where you do your schoolwork. If you have a job, this is where you would keep your ID or fill out applications for a job. Maybe you do a lot of babysitting. This is where you keep your babysitting bag. This is where you keep your backpack. This is where you keep your purse. If you have a desk, that is your space. That's what we're starting with. And we're not going to give you a whole bookshelf for this or a whole cube system for this. We're just going to give you like maybe two or three or four cubes or two shelves on a bookshelf. And what you want to do, we're going to go through a couple of different kinds of things that you're going to have. So first, everyone has a backpack or a school bag. You need to have one place that your backpack goes all the time. So when you come in your room, if it's right by the door, by your dresser, set it down there, but that's where it always is. It's not sometimes in the family room, sometimes in the front hall, sometimes on your bed, sometimes under your bed, you know, sometimes in the dog's mouth. It's always in one place. Now, this is something that if you can train yourself to do it with your purse and your backpack, oh my goodness gracious, do you know how much time people spend looking for car keys because they don't put them in the same place? Like, training yourself to do this is super, super important. So if at all possible, if you could put your backpack on the floor in the same place in your bedroom all the time, and then take one of those command hooks that you can stick on the wall that won't ruin the wall and put it right above the backpack, not to hang the backpack on, that's where you're going to hang your purse. So you have your backpack and your purse there all the time. Now, here's what happens. My daughter has multiple school bags and multiple purses, right? Because come on, we're girls. We have to have lots of bags. It's lots of fun. What I want you to do is pick a backpack or school bag for the week and a purse for the week. Do not change which bag or purse you use on a Wednesday night. When you clean your room on Saturday, that's the day when you get to pick your new purse or your new backpack for the week. Clean out the backpack. Put it into the new backpack, clean out the purse, put it into the new purse, and then put any of the backpacks or purses or bags you aren't using either on a shelf in your closet or in a bin under your bed. And now you've made your choice. It's organized, it's cleaned out, and it's in one place. And you are going to love me for this, because for the rest of your life, you're always going to know what your purse is, where it is, and it's going to be so much better. It's so much better to learn this now, to do that all the time. So we're adding to your cleaning out your bedroom routine to go through your backpack and your purse each week. Now let's talk about school papers. So depending on how old you are, if you're 7, 8, 9, 10, you're probably giving all of your school papers to your mom. And what I'm telling your mom to do is to put them in a bin all year long, and then in the summer to go through the bin and pick out the favorites and put it into a binder called your school binder. And if your mom's already made one for you, or if you want to make one, I'm going to link it in this post. And you can find the information about the post in the podcast notes. But what you do is you take a binder and you put a bunch of things called sheet protectors in there. They're just these plasticky sheets. And you could slide your favorite papers, your favorite artwork, all your favorite stuff in this binder. And then you could flip through all of your favorites. If you are 13, 14, 15, 16, and you're no longer handing all of the papers to your mom, or you're in high school and you do a lot of papers, but you don't want to carry all the papers around, but you definitely need them at exam time, then I want you to just get a plain, simple $3 plastic bin and put it on a shelf, either your bookshelf or one of these cubbies, and label it schoolwork. And after you've taken that math test or whatever, you just keep putting them all in this bin. And then in December when you have an exams, and in May when you have an exam, you're going to go through all of this paper to find what you need to know about those midterm exams, but you're not carrying all this paper back and forth to school. So those are school papers. But there's a lot more that you need in your mini office than just school papers. You need markers and pens and pencils and calculators and staplers. And so we're going to set up a mini office. And how I suggest you do this is you just go to Walmart, Target, anywhere, and you get this little 3-drawer plastic box. And it is exactly the size of a piece of notebook paper. So that's how wide and long it is. And then it's about, I'm guessing, I think it's 8 or 10 inches high. it will fit on a bookshelf. It will for sure fit in one of these cubbies. And then in each of these drawers, you're going to put what you would need for an office. So you're going to put pens and pencils and erasers in one. You're going to put markers and crayons in the other. And then you're going to put all the little things like paper clips and staplers and post-it notes in the bottom one. And then on top of this three cubby system, you're going to put a stapler, a tape dispenser, and a calculator. And then you have everything right there. You don't have to go into the kitchen to get what you need. You don't have to go borrow it from mom. You have your own supplies to do your homework in your room or any other office type thing that you need to do. Now, the key to doing this is not to go scavenge around the house and just grab everything. Like, tell your mom what you're doing and say, hey, I'm going to set up a little office system in my bedroom. Could I have some money for this? Or these are the things I have. If you have any extras around the house, may I have them, please? Or could we buy me a stapler and a tape dispenser? So I think my kids were probably like 7 and 9 when I did this. And I got Joey an orange tape dispenser, stapler, you know, setup. And I think I got everything for Abby in pink, I think, at the time. Having your own color means you'll know when it's yours, when it goes in your brother or sister's room or something like that. Oh, also get scissors. You also need a pair of scissors. But then it's your responsibility to keep track of these things and not just go borrow mom's when you run out. So let's say you run out of tape and your tape dispenser or all of your markers go dry. Then you need to ask mom the next time she goes to the store, could she get you another roll of tape? This is teaching you how to make a shopping list too of when you run out of things now that you're in your little apartment. All right, one of the things that you may have a few of, or you may have a lot of, are books. So I was a school teacher for a while, and so when my kids were little, they had more books than anyone I knew because I had so many books because I taught school. And now we really don't have that many books. We've gotten rid of a lot of our books. Books are something that, again, just like the clothes, your mom and you are going to have different opinions on when things can be gotten rid of and how meaningful things are and how long you need to keep them. So my daughter loved books also, just like I did. And so she would have a lot of books in her bedroom. And what we did was she kept her favorites in her bedroom. And then as she didn't want them anymore, or they weren't her favorites anymore, we moved them to another bookshelf in our house where we still owned them, but they weren't in her bedroom because I wasn't ready to get rid of them. And now that I'm ready to get rid of them, we've gotten rid of most of them. Now, my kids are 15 and 16 years old, so we don't have little kids at our house anymore. We've saved some of our favorite books from when the kids were little for, I don't know, when other people come over or for their kids someday, but not that many. So you need to decide, number one, how much you like these books, how many memories these books have for you, if you want to keep them in your bedroom, if you want to keep them somewhere else in the house, or if you're just ready to get rid of them. And those are your decisions about your books. So I think, you know, there's no limit on it. If you love books, you may have a whole bookshelf full of books. And you may read them all the time. It may be your thing. I loved to read as a kid. If you're not really that into books, one of my kids is really not into books, then you might just have, you know, 10 or 15 in your room or none. However it works for you. All right, the other area that you're going to need to have in your bedroom is a place where you can charge your electronics. And the older you get, the more things you're going to have to charge. So you may need to charge your computer, or if you have like an iPad or a tablet for school, a phone or an iPod or anything else that needs charging. If you have a place in your room where you can charge those, and as you get to be a teenager, my kids also have a pack of batteries in their bedroom too so that they can change batteries out of things. You might also want to charge like a phone charger, like so you're charging your phone, but you also have a backup charger that you keep in your purse. I charge my backup charger on Sundays when I go through the Sunday basket. You might want to charge yours on Saturdays when you're organizing your room, and then put your charged backup charger in your purse so that it's charged all week long for when you're out and you need to have extra battery power. All right, so I think that's all we have today for the organizing the work and school. Your cubby system or your bookshelves, we haven't filled them up yet. Like, the homework book area should only maybe take up half of the space that you have, because you're going to need that much space or more for next week. Next week, we're going to be talking about toys, projects, and passions. And this is where we're going to have a lot of different ways to sort things. All right, have a great week.